is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Now, two federal judges have struck down most of President Trump's tariffs. A second ruling today from a federal district court judge in Washington ruled President Trump does not have the legal authority to impose tariffs on an emergency basis. You might call it self-dozing. First Elon Musk and now the highest levels of his Department of Government Efficiency are exiting Washington. A federal judge is stopping the Trump administration from revoking Harvard's ability to enroll international students. Professor Nancy Gibbs with the Harvard Kennedy School tells ABC News.
In a way, this is about all of higher education all over the country. This is about students all over the country. This is about research and progress all over the country and all over the world. This is, in no way is this just about Harvard. We just happen to be the face of it, but this is about everyone.
Reports say Israel and Hamas may have a 60-day ceasefire deal. The White House says it's a U.S. plan, but didn't confirm a truce. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulotz. A Wisconsin senator might be a big reason for the big, beautiful bill being blocked. Senator Ron Johnson predicts he and his Senate allies can halt President Trump's signature budget bill, demanding more aggressive action on spending cuts and deficit reduction. On CNN this week, Johnson said, "We're mortgaging our children's future." He also said it was immoral and it has to stop. He criticized the bill for increasing the deficit. As many Wisconsin residents are at risk of losing their food assistance benefits under the budget bill recently passed by the House of Representatives, local grocery store owners are expressing concerns about their ability to stay open. According to the Wisconsin Grocers Association, food assistance programs like SNAP and FoodShare are vital for smaller grocery stores. Organization officials say that if low-income residents are not able to access that food assistance and use it at their local grocery stores, they may be forced to shut down. U.S. stocks are drifting a day after leaping back within a few good days worth of gains from their all-time high. The S&P 500 fell 0.3% Wednesday after flipping from an early modest gain. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 123 points, and the NASDAQ Composite slipped 0.2%. Astronomers have discovered a strange new object in our Milky Way galaxy. The celestial object is emitting X-rays around the same time it's shooting out radio waves. Located 15,000 light-years away, scientists say this object could be a star, pair of stars, or something else entirely. Findings were published Wednesday in the journal Nature. NASA's Chandra X-ray Observatory spotted the X-ray emissions by chance last year while focusing on a supernova remnant or the remains of an exploded star. The hyperactive phase of this object appeared to last about a month. I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Brewers beat the Red Sox again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers have today off before going on the road to play the Phillies tomorrow night. Yesterday, another dramatic win for Milwaukee. 6-5 over the Red Sox. Caleb Durbin with two hits, three runs batted in. A sacrifice fly in the bottom of the 10th, just enough into center field so Sal Frelick could score the winning run.
Yeah, that's the goal. Try to get it deep enough. I knew their outfielders were playing pretty in. So even a low line drive, you know, hopefully gets the job done, but, you know, can't go wrong with trying to get it, you know, deep in the air.
NFL Packers OTAs wide receiver Jaden Reed asked if it was true his agent Drew Rosenhaus called the Packers after they drafted a wide receiver Matthew Golden in the first round.
A lot of people misinterpreted that. Like I hired a new agent and we talked about it before even the draft, really, that he said that he was going to talk to the front office and everybody here to, you know, just catch up and make sure everybody on the same page.
That's Packers receiver Jaden Reed with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers or a small storm popping up this afternoon. Otherwise, this evening, we dry things out and tomorrow, plenty of sunshine and warmer. Highs today will flirt with 70 and by tomorrow, reaching near 80. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though. Because
probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Donald Trump says no tax on tips. Sounds like a good deal? It's not. I discuss with Chef Greg Leon next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zalbers, on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock. Welcome in hour number two of the big program on Thursday, May 29th, 2025. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite from the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison. Glad you're along. Overcast skies now. Maybe some showers across parts of the state of Wisconsin. Some rain. Still needed rain here and there, but then the weekend looks sunny and warm. So there you go. We'll continue to update you on that. Many thanks again to Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez for joining us in hour number one. If you didn't catch it, feel free to download the podcast. You can find it at civicmedia.us. All Ball Show. Is that how they do it? I don't know. Just go to civicmedia.us. Then it'll say shows. You click on that, you'll find our show.
Yeah, you click on shows, you find the Todd Alba Show.
I should probably know how to find my own shows, but I, you know. I'm sorry, I'm looped up on sinus meds.
Oh,
I'm
on... gocked up on Whoop Chick.
I apologize for the voice today, everybody, but but I'm not the only one. I talked to some friends of mine. This I guess tree pollen this year. Which is just going
the
crazy.
Tree pollen is crazy. By my house, yeah. I keep wanting to open my windows when I turn on my car because, you know, it's getting warm. And right. It's sitting there baking in the sun all early morning. Mm-hmm. And then I do and then start seeing all the tree pollen floating in my car. And I'm like, actually, I'm just going to keep these up.
Right. Somebody, you park your car for a half hour, you come back and it's all covered with pollen.
Oh, yeah.
Either green or white or whatever.
Coated.
Yeah. You think I'm breathing that in? Holy cow. So anyway, I suffer through like most Wisconsinites do. I'm on Claritin, Sudafed, Fluticasone, Ibuprofen. And people ask me, Todd, why are you goofy? That's why.
I don't think that's in the side effects of Claritin.
No, I don't think it really is. The former pharmaceutical tech tells me. What are these side effects?
Of Claritin?
Yeah.
Drowsiness, probably. That's the main
really?
One.
Really? I wish I were more drowsy.
Although there might be, I think Claritin is usually non-drowsy now, or at least less drowsy. Yeah.
It is. All right, enough about Todd's sinus problems. Carrying on with the show, coming up here in a little while, this is going to be fantastic, or at least I hope. I pitched this idea earlier to our old Luke Mathers, and he said, oh, sure, do that. And he walked out and he shut the door. And I said to Zalbers, was he being sarcastic or was he being serious?
He had to take a phone call, so it was rushed, so it was hard to tell.
I don't know. We'll find out. We'll find out soon. Think of have you been in a relationship? It was fast. It was furious. Like a comet. It burned bright. And then it was over. And you broke up. And then
What is your best, what's your favorite breakup song? We have a list from Billboard magazine, the best breakup songs of all time. We're going to play some of those and take your breakup songs as well. And because we're doing this for a serious reason. Elon Musk announced that he's essentially breaking up with Donald Trump, that he's had enough of Washington. That he's leaving Doge, his made-up doggy Department of Government Efficiencies thing. And he and his tech bros, his kids, are leaving. I wonder if Big Balls is leaving too. That's the nick. That's the real nickname of one of the 20-something-year-olds that is helped running Doge.
I wonder how many people who are in Doge are ever going to be in any relationship again, much less a short one, because they've done incredibly stupid things that I imagine any sane person would look at and be like, now, why would you do that?
That's
You're
really
an
funny,
idiot.
Right? Yeah. Who would date a Doge boy?
Not I.
Neither would I. All right. 10 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go.
All that. Then, of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money to give away. Nothing to. What is it? Nothing to give away, no prize money involved. There we go. But it is your chance to have your voice heard all across the great state of Wisconsin on this, the 177th birthday of the great state of Wisconsin. It's fantastic. I love celebrating our state. So here we go. Timely indeed, as Mike Lucas likes to say. Because it's the spring, right? A lot of kids are going to be getting out of school, both high school and college. And I don't, well, we'll get into it, but I don't get part of this, right? But here it is, the category today, what's worse, too busy or nothing to do? Too busy or nothing to do? What's worse? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Don't have it, you say? Well, let me tell you something, Grasshopper. Man with Civic Media app is smart indeed. Go get it, download it, because here's you can do stuff with our goofy contest here for what's worse. But really, tomorrow we have our Friday Brewer ticket giveaway. I'm filling in for Kreitlow tomorrow on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow with Todd Alba from 6 until 9. We are going to have a word on Kreitlow's show. Then Jane Matinair and Greg Bach are going to have a word on Matinair on Air from 9 until 11. Tom Hartman out in Portland, Oregon, we send it to him by courier pigeon because Hartman doesn't believe in emails. And so we send the word out via courier pigeon and he unravels it. He'll have a word. Then we'll have a word. Then Maggie Dawn will have a word after us from 4 until 6. So be listening all day tomorrow because somebody at the end of tomorrow, the computer will randomly choose a winner tomorrow, and somebody's going to have 4 tickets to a Milwaukee Brewers game. So that's why you should download the Civic Media app today. Go to your app store on Apple or Android. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal, the Civic Media app. Text us, what's worse, too busy or nothing to do? Too busy or nothing to do? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Go to the phone lines, listening here in the beautiful city of Madison on WMDX. Diane, too busy or nothing to do? What's worse?
What's worse? Too much to do.
Too much to do. Too busy. You get overwhelmed.
Well, I try to make sure that I coordinate everything so that it doesn't seem like I don't have anything to do.
I like that. I like that a lot.
So if I get up in the morning and do all of my ritual things that I have going on, then I have to say to myself, okay, you have something else to do, and that is you have to get out and you have to make the rolls in the garden. That's one thing I wanted to show you guys how to do it whenever you guys come over to Mamie's backyard garden.
Really?
So,
all right.
Yeah. So keep that in mind, okay, because you'll be able to get your organic vegetables here when the harvest comes. So I want you to make sure you have to come in and you have to put in the work, but I don't have any trees in my backyard, so there's no pollen.
All right. Fair enough, Diane. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Listen, thanks for calling in. What's worse, too busy or nothing to do? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Tony, watching on the YouTube channel, says nothing to do is so much worse when you have nothing to do. All right. Appreciate that, Tony. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Roger, listening up in beautiful Stevens Point, says too busy is worse, especially if there's a deadline, right? Well, as an ADHD person, sometimes I work best under a deadline.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
But yes, you're right. When there's that pressure, you have too much to do. That's no fun at all. What else do we have here? Adam, listening here in the beautiful city of Oregon on WMDX, says too much to do is worse. If there's nothing to do, take a nap. Well, there, that's an idea as well.
Cam in Appleton says, nothing to do means I'm here. So take that as you will.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Tom, listening on WMDX in McFarland. Tom, thanks for calling. Too busy or nothing to do? What's worse?
Definitely too busy, because if I'm too busy, that means I'm stressed out. If there's nothing to do, that means I'm going fishing.
That's a great point. If you got nothing to do, you can find something to do, right?
You got it.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate it, Tom. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Zomers, what's worse? Too busy or nothing to do?
Well, it's a little bit difficult because, you know, every once in a while we'll have a what's worse category that I just don't know what I'm not an expert on. I'm not experienced with both. I don't know if I've ever had nothing to do. I mean, the closest I can think, first of all, if you have nothing to do at home, just look around. There's probably something productive you can do. And if not, what, do you not have hobbies?
Right.
And if you're at work and there's nothing to do, you can find something.
Right.
Like almost always, whether that's read a book, if there really is nothing you can do at your job. Like, I don't know. I've never had nothing to do. So
you have very strong feelings on
this. Yeah, I'm going to say that too busy is worse.
All right. Allison Cudahy, the category is too busy or nothing to do. Alice, listening in beautiful Cudahy on WAUK, says, I'd like to know who these people are that have nothing to do. I'll give them a few things to do. So she's with you, Zomers. She's absolutely with you. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, too busy or nothing to do? Kurt Madison says, lazy. I want to be lazy. So maybe Kurt's hoping that he has nothing to do. That's also a possibility. Category, what's worse, too busy or nothing to do? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Just looking here at a couple of other texts we have. I think we're caught up on that.
I believe so. What about yourself?
I'm with you. Maybe I'm not quite as adamant about it, but I think in this context, what's worse is being too busy. Because I'm kind of like you. I mean, I think maybe what people are honing in on that think it's nothing to do, you can't be confused with loneliness, right?
Right.
Sometimes you're like, I've got no one to do anything with. I think that's a different category than nothing to do. Because you're right.
That's true.
If I look around my apartment, I've always got something to do to be productive. It's just a matter of whether I have the will to do it or not. All right, appreciate all your calls. Come on back on the other side. Breaking up is hard to do. Elon Musk says peace out to the Trumpster. Stay with us. You're listening to the All Ball Show right here across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the center, WRCE.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Do 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 down do be do down down. Comma comma down. Comma, down, doobie-doo, down, down. Breaking up is hard to do. Don't take your love.
A little Neil Sedaka. Breaking up is don't hard to do. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with Sommers on the board. 22 now, past the hour of 3 o'clock. Great song. I haven't heard that in a long time.
It's a classic, though.
It really. You could hear songs like that every Saturday night. On Those Were the Days with our friend Phil Nee on WRCO, a part of Civic Media, from 6 until 9 every Saturday night. If you're not in Southwest Wisconsin, dial him up on the Civic Media app. Just download the app, open it up, scroll down WRCO. You'll hear all kinds of great oldies every Saturday night, 6 until 9. Those Were the Days with our friend Phil Nee. I think breakups, a lot of times we associate them with breakup songs. No bigger breakup in the news today. This according to the Associated Press from last night. Elon Musk is leaving his government role as a top advisor to President Donald Trump after spearheading efforts to reduce and overhaul the federal bureaucracy. His departure, announced last night, marks the end of a turbulent chapter that included thousands of layoffs, the evisceration of government agencies, and reams of litigation. Despite the upheaval, the billionaire entrepreneur struggled in the unfamiliar environment in Washington, D.C., and he accepted far less than, or accomplished rather, far less than he had hoped for. He dramatically reduced his target for cutting spending from $2 trillion to $1 trillion. And then to $150 billion. and increasingly expressed frustration about resistance to his goals. Sometimes he clashed with other top members of the Trump administration who chafed at the newcomers' efforts to reshape their departments, and he faced fierce political blowback for his efforts. Musk's role working with Trump was always intended to be temporary, and he had recently signaled that he'd be shifting his attention back to running his businesses, such as the electric automaker Tesla and his rocket company SpaceX. But administration officials were often vague about when Musk would step back from his position, spearheading the, I'll interject into this story, made-up Department of Government Efficiency, known as DOGE, or I like doggy better. And he abruptly revealed that he was leaving his post on X, his social media website. He said, quote, "As my scheduled time as a special government employee comes to an end, I would like to thank President Donald Trump for his opportunity to reduce wasteful spending. The DOGE mission will only strengthen over time as it becomes a way of life throughout the government," unquote. So there you go. Elon Musk leaving Washington, D.C. Now, a couple of things. A, he got a beat down politically right here in Wisconsin. He spent over $20 million of his own money to try to help get Brad Schimmel elected to the state Supreme Court. And of course, Judge Susan Crawford won by 10 points. Wasn't even close.
That is what the kids call a blowout.
Is that what the kids call it?
Very probably, good.
A blowout. All right. Yeah, so that was very embarrassing. And remember, Trump had said he does not like losers. So I don't think that sat well with Trump when Musk put in $20 million and still lost the race here in Wisconsin. That was part of the impetus for this, I think. Also, as the article points out there for the Associated Press, was not nearly as successful as he said he was going to be. And basically created chaos in Washington, D.C., and a lot of serious implications. In the meantime, there will be tens of thousands, if not millions of people around the world will die because of what Elon Musk did, namely cutting the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, the PEPFAR program, first started by former Republican President George W. Bush, which was a bipartisan initiative and is credited with saving millions of lives, particularly on the continent of Africa. Gone. So, yes, there's a serious side to that. And I get that. But I also think it's just kind of funny. Not the part I just said, but this whole very public love affair, non-sexual, we assume, between Elon Musk and Donald Trump.
No, it's absolutely funny because it's something that literally everybody besides potentially those two saw coming. You look at it and you're like, wow, Trump's going to get annoyed with him or he'll screw up once and be out. That's
no,
it.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
No, and the fact that they were so in love with each other politically or whatever, I also think there's a jealousy factor for Trump. I think he got jealous of the fact that Musk was essentially the shadow president. And I think Trump was like, yeah, time to go. And also, there's lots of reports. Susie Weil, the chief of staff for Trump, she was no Musk fan either. So I thought it'd be fun to look at breakups, the breakup of Musk and Trump to a degree, and what your favorite breakup song is after the break here. And a shout out to Everett listening on WMDX here in Sun Prairie, a more serious take saying, hey, Todd, I get that it's kind of for a bit, but I would argue that your characterization of Musk leaving his role as DOGE as a quote-unquote breakup with Trump is cutesy, but inaccurate, and maybe a little irresponsible. Not the first time I've been called cutesy. In reality, Musk is done, he writes, in a mission accomplished sort of way. He managed to stop investigations into his companies, awarded the company's government contracts worth millions more, and hijacked Americans' data, as well as seating governmental agencies with his young lackeys and exerting additional influence no individual ought to have. All this while providing no evidence of the quote-unquote fraud and waste he was supposedly looking for. And no indictments or prosecutions or any individuals of groups supporting to have engaged in this fraud. Enjoy the show. Cheers. Well, Thanks, Everett. I appreciate that. Yes, there's seriousness, but everybody breaks up once in a while. And now Trump and Musk have their own. What's your worst breakup? A great breakup song on the other side. Stay with us on Civic Media.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Dairy keeps making sales, putting the market in a comfortable position. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Thursday. Today we're talking dairy with Ryan Yonkman. Ryan is vice president and co-founder of EverEgg. He says butter has had a particularly robust international play, which is unusual.
The big takeaway from the cold storage last week was butter. We've been hearing about the idea of big butter exports internationally. We've got to remember international butter is 82% fat, unsalted. So for us to make that switch, you really, really need a firm order. And the butter spread has been wide enough that indeed we are seeing big U.S. butter exports leave the country. Butter stocks drew down counter seasonal. Since then, we've seen butter rally about 40 cents or 30 cents on the board. And that was really the biggest story coming out of that report, which does help the class three market, believe it or not.
Ryan Yonkman along with us, vice president and co-founder of EverEgg. We'll take a look at how the markets closed on a Thursday next.
Everybody wants to enjoy their grilling experience. That means you should think twice about what you're putting on the grill and what people will put in the center of their plate. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here to remind you about Bavaria Sausage. Not only do they have award-winning products that you can pick up at their store located at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitch Rona Road in Fitchburg, Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday, 9 until 1, always open online, BavariaSausage.com. The other item to keep in mind is the clean label that your family can enjoy. Simple ingredients make the savory flavors that are featured in all of Bavaria Sausage's selections. And let's also remember about the convenience and value you're getting. Think about that protein that you're featuring for your family and the inexpensive cost when you purchase at Bavaria Sausage. Check it out online, BavariaSausage.com. Stop by and say hello. Corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitch Rona Road in Fitchburg. Bavaria Sausage.
The good work that the dairy markets have been doing didn't come to fruition today. June milk is down 19 cents at 1916 a hundredweight. The July contract down 43 cents at 1950 a hundredweight. Barrel cheese closed a half a cent higher at $1.87. The 40-pound block cheese down a quarter of a cent at $1.94 and three quarters. Double A butter closed 7 cents lower at $2.45 and a half. That's after being up 10.5 cents this week. Grain markets are mixed. Cash corn closed 4 cents lower at $4.47 a bushel. December new crop corn down 2.25 at $4.41 and a quarter. Cash beans closed 3.25 cents higher at $10.51 and three quarters. But November new crop beans down 0.25 cents at $10.37 and a quarter. July new crop wheat closed 3.75 cents higher at $5.34 a bushel. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers or a small storm popping up this afternoon. Otherwise, this evening, we dry things out and tomorrow, plenty of sunshine and warmer. Highs today will flirt with 70 and by tomorrow, reaching near 80. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 68.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic. The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisisretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Representative Mark Pocan will be here to talk about the House budget and things hidden inside. Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area, Civic Media's political editor in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
So vain. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past 3 o'clock on a Thursday, May 29th on Civic Media. Zomer's on the board, dialing up the tune. Going to be a lot of music in this segment. I'm very excited about this. Talking about breakups. Yeah, I get it. I know that we already identified in the last segment. There's a very serious side to Doge, the made-up agency that Elon Musk and Trump did. So-called Department of Government Efficiency. And it wrecked a lot of lives, and I
will continue to do so.
And I've called it out several times in this program. But I also think there's just kind of a funny side, this very public bromance between Musk and Trump. I mean, what, Musk put in like over $200 million into Trump's campaign. And you think, oh my gosh. But the guy's a multi-billionaire. And he's made, Musk has, billions of the B more due to Trump doing him a solid for helping him get elected. And they act like they're all lovey-dovey in public, but reports are behind closed doors, they not getting along so much. And last night, Elon Musk announced he's leaving Washington, leaving the administration. And now The Hill reports today, three top officials at Doge are also set to leave their special government employee roles at the White House. White House confirmed that advisor Steve Davis, spokesperson Katie Miller, and lawyer James Burnham are also departing Doge. These folks apparently have been with Musk at SpaceX before and now leaving as well. I'm not sure if the kids are leaving, the young kids. But we'll find out. Anyway, it got me thinking, because I think we've all been there, or at least a lot of us have, when you get into a relationship and it's hot and heavy and great, and then all of a sudden it's over. And it's just not going to work. And it burns out. And then we have all these breakup songs. There's a lot of great breakup songs. Billboard magazine, I think it's still a magazine. I mean, it's still around. They're online at billboard.com. But boy, when I started in radio, I'll happily date myself, in 1987.
Now, if you happily date yourself, is that a short-lived relationship?
If I happily date
myself? If you're dating yourself? Sorry, bad joke.
I've been dating myself for years, believe me. Anyway, back in 87, into the 90s, probably early 2000s, Billboard magazine would come to the station. And that you would find out what the number one song is in America on the top 40 charts, on country music, R&B. Jeff Perry will remember this. And you live for, and that was the big deal back then for artists to be number one. Casey Kasem, America's top 40. And he'd count down the songs, every week, the 40 top songs. So Billboard magazine put together a compilation, the top 100 breakup songs of all time. Give us a call. What, do you have a breakup story? And, you know, it has to be FCC compliant. But you have a breakup story you'd like to share? Or what is your favorite breakup song? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or text us on the Civic Media app. What is your favorite breakup song? Or a breakup story? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Have you don't have to overshare if you don't, but have you ever been in a relationship where it was just a short-lived thing?
I have not. The closest, I mean, I've only dated one person. We dated twice.
Yeah.
And they were both longer
more term.
Serious relationships. The closest thing is I've been on a couple of dates with some people, and I would not call that, it didn't burn brightly and shortly. Mm. It's like a dud match. It just didn't burn at all.
Didn't burn at all. It was a dud. It was a, yeah.
It was kind of just like, all right, so conversations go two ways. It would be nice if you would also make eye contact. That was one of them.
Right.
So yeah, fun.
The vast majority of my relationships have been short term. yeah. Had one longer relationship back in college over a year, and then we broke up, and that was with a woman. And then I kind of figured things out after that. Longest relationship I have with a guy ever, like 8 months, not even that, maybe 6-ish, something like that. But so I know about this all too well. But have you ever had a short-lived romance and then broken up? Or what's your favorite breakup song? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app. Download it today. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Ollie up the North Woods. Ollie, thanks for listening and calling in. Favorite breakup song, or have you had a short-lived then romance and breakup?
Oh, I don't kiss and tell, so we aren't going to know about the short-lived business.
Okay, all right.
But my favorite song is Patsy Cline, Walking After Midnight.
Oh, yes. Very good.
I'm walking.
Right.
After midnight.
Zobbers can
right.
sing it.
You
we'll see if he
it.
Can bring it up. Yeah.
All right.
That's a great song. That is a really Patsy Cline. I love me some Patsy Cline. All right, Ollie, thank you very much. We won't make it kiss and tell. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was good. That was great. When you got a little Patsy Cline, bring her in. We'll try to play some of these as we have time. 8-5. Oh, look at that.
After midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do, I'm always walking. After midnight, searching for you.
The great Patsy Cline. Great job, Ollie. What's your favorite breakup song? The all-time best breakup song. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Jill, listening on WMDX in Madison, has chimed in. Zomers, I think this was on our from the Billboard Top 100, says, definitely I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor. Great song to sing and to dance to. Look at that, Zomers and the DJ. Here we go.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified, kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong.
I love this song.
I wish we
played too much of it. Facebook gets angry at us. So
yeah.
That's just, we talked about this with Kira Sabin. This is music that can help us mentally.
Absolutely.
Right?
What's going to help you get over a breakup faster than jamming out to that
one? Than a great breakup song. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's your favorite breakup song or a quick story?
Megan here in the office says, ironically, my favorite breakup song is Somebody That I Used to Know by Gautier.
Oh.
But only because my husband and I always break out singing at full volume when it comes on. Not because really? It applies in any way.
That's someone that I used to know.
That is another good one.
All right, we got that. There we go.
Collect your concerns.
Well, it's also on the Billboard 100 list of best breakup songs. Somebody That I Used to Know. Great, great song. Nicely done by our own Megan here. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What is your favorite breakup song? Or in your opinion, the best breakup song? And you have a story about breaking up with someone. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We have Carol on the line, listening on WMDX here in Madison. Carol, thanks for calling. Breakup songs, what do you think?
Time For Me to Fly by REO Speedwagon.
Oh, Time For Me to Fly by REO Speedwagon. All right, well, she's gone, I think. Yeah, it was quick, and it was just like most of my relationships, quick and over. all right, well, the Zomers will work on that one. He's brilliant over there on the board. It's like a DJ show here on a Thursday afternoon. What better way to spend an afternoon than great breakup song? Look at that, REO Speedwagon.
I've been around for you, been up and down for you, but I just can't get any relief. I've swallowed my pride for you, lived a life for you, but you still make me feel like a thief. You got me stealing your love away. You never give it, peeling the years away, and we can't relive it.
That's a great song. REO Speedwagon, one of my favorite all-time groups. They were very, very big for a long time. REO Speedwagon there. This is one, Zomers, we did not have on the list. It did not make Billboard, but I agree with this listener, Kathleen, listening on WISS in Oshkosh. Every Rose Has Its Thorn by Poison. That was at every party that I went to in college. Every single place. Great song. I remember we had it in college. There was a party at Cave of the Mounds, I think it is. In a cave. Here we go.
Rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
My favorite part right there, where he goes, yeah, it does.
Oh, sorry.
No, you got it. You got it. Just right time. Yeah, it does. Poison. Every rose has its thorn. Oh, what memories. What's your favorite breakup song? What's the best breakup song? We're doing some of these according to Billboard magazine or a breakup story. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Monica, listening on WMDX in Mount Horeb. Monica, thanks for calling in. Favorite breakup song or story?
I think it's Walking the Floor Over You. It's either Ernest Tubbs or Hank Williams Sr. The chorus goes, I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink. That is true. I'm hoping and praying that your heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor is good for you. So I've had some bad breakups.
That's fantastic. I'm walking the floor over you. That's great, Monica. Thank you for your listenership. We'll see if we can find that one. But some of these are just have, you know, heart, terrible lyrics. Nasty, nasty lyrics. And but they set it to music, so it doesn't sound quite so bad. 855-752-4842. Oh, you found it, Summers. Who is it by?
It is Ernest Tubb.
Here we go.
And we will see you on the other side.
Sounds good.
I'm the Todd Allball Show.
I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walk in the floor.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. New York City Mayor Eric Adams had his bribery and corruption charges dropped by the U.S. Department of Justice under questionable circumstances in April. Because of those charges, the New York City Campaign Finance Board denied Adams matching campaign funds. Adams is now suing to get those funds. Mayor Adams was accused last December by the Biden DOJ with taking campaign donations from foreign nationals and businessmen, allegedly using straw donors to make them appear as legitimate donations. He was also accused of doing favors in exchange for luxury travel and attempting to conceal those transactions. We reported in February that the DOJ dropped bribery and corruption charges against Adams after Adams visited Trump at Mar-a-Lago. An apparent Trump directive to drop the charges to the DOJ's Southern District of New York resulted in the resignations of seven experienced prosecutors. As a result of the corruption charges and paperwork omissions, the New York Campaign Finance Board denied Adams $4 million in matching funds for his campaign from the state's taxpayer-funded campaign finance option. Now that the charges have been dropped, Politico reports that Adams is now suing the board to recover $3.4 million of those denied funds. The Campaign Finance Board will reportedly revisit Adams' eligibility for funding in July. Find our past reports on Adams at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
From strangers to friends, friends into lovers, and strangers again. Back to this room.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. Hopefully you're chilling out. 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock on the Civic Media Radio Network. Zommers, which one is that you keyed up there?
That is Strange by Celeste, requested by Chris Geezy.
Very good. Geezy's listening in. Strange by Celeste. Strange. Strange indeed. We're talking about great breakup songs. What's your favorite breakup song? Our best breakup song of all time? Billboard Magazine has a list of 100, been playing some of them, asking for best breakup songs or a quick breakup story, if you have one, after Elon Musk and Donald Trump. Yes, there's a serious side to it, but they're kind of breaking up. Musk announced that he's leaving Washington, D.C. after creating Chaos or Chaos. Not sure if we're going to get to all the songs for you, but want to get people a chance. This, lots of calls. I love it. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Al in Campbellsport, beautiful Campbellsport, Wisconsin. Al, what's your favorite or best breakup song?
Breaking Up is Hard to Do by Neil Sedaka.
Right? Yeah, it's a classic. Breaking Up is Hard.
He had that out. He put that out twice.
you're right. I forgot about that. Yeah, we let off
62,
the second.
And then I think it was 1975.
Yeah. That's awesome. We let off with that one. So we played it already, but great song. Really appreciate your listening. Thanks so much for...
Guys.
Yep, thank you, Al. Appreciate you listening. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go back to the phone lines, and we'll check in with Pat east of Milwaukee. Pat, thanks for calling on WAUK. Favorite breakup song?
Hank Williams' famous
Cold, Cold Heart.
Oh.
Saddest song he ever wrote.
Cold, Cold Heart by Hank Williams. All right.
Well,
that's...
you got to put really short sentence.
All right. We'll see if we're running out of time. We'll see if we can find it. Thanks, Pat. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Tommers is that good. See, look at this. Here we go. Cold, Cold Heart.
I try so hard, my dear, to show that you were my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme.
That's great. Hank Williams, who's better than that? Favorite breakup songs, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. I've lost the text. Oh, here it is. Lori, up in beautiful Hayward, Buzz of the North, WBZH, listening to us in beautiful Hayward. Lori says, Always on My Mind by Elvis Presley. Well, we're going to queue up, with all due respect, my favorite version of that song, Willie Nelson. I think we got that one, Willie Nelson, Always on My Mind.
If I made you feel second best,
you did.
Girl, I'm sorry I was blind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind.
The great Willie Nelson. There you go. Fantastic. All right, Heather, checking in Eau Claire, says Skater Boy. How do you pronounce it?
Skater Boy by Avril Lavigne.
There, that's it. Here we go.
He was a skater boy. She said, see you later, boy. He wasn't good enough for her. She had a pretty face, but her head was up his best. She needed to come back down to earth.
That's fantastic. That's a good song. She says, it's from my sister who teaches American Sign Language. Said, I didn't realize it was a breakup song until a student translated it for a project. Seeing it signed, I had an aha moment, like an Oprah aha moment.
I found out it was a breakup song right now. I mean, it makes sense.
Oh, my niece, who just graduated from Eau Claire Memorial High School, saying, I'd say California and Me by, is it Luffy? I'm not sure. I'm proud. We'll see if we bring it up here. Thank you, Isabel. Appreciate it, Iz. And congratulations once again. Now, here we go. I'm not sure we get to all the phone calls. Hang on, we'll try to, but time is running short here. I want to get Taylor Swift, Zommers. We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together. I think one of the best breakup songs, according to Billboard magazine, too. One of the best songs ever.
It's incredibly catchy. It really leaves your head.
I love that so much. All right. Should we try to sneak one more in? How about the little Kenny Chesney to round it out? Not so much a breakup song, but an after it's all over kind of thing. And you're healing. You're healing a little bit. And you're thinking about the person you broke up with. And you're thinking about him or her, and you hear this on your truck, and you're like, yeah, that pretty much sums it up. Here we go, a little Kenny Chesney, Knowing You.
Knowing you, you're still wild and free. And knowing you, you're probably way over me. But God, we were so.
Good.
out our top 100 breakup songs according to Billboard magazine. All balls. Great job, Summers. Thank you so much. That was fantastic.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, everybody. Maggie Dawn is next.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Now, two federal judges have struck down most of President Trump's tariffs. A second ruling today from a federal district court judge in Washington ruled President Trump does not have the legal authority to impose tariffs on an emergency basis. You might call it self-dozing. First, Elon Musk, and now the highest levels of his Department of Government Efficiency, are exiting Washington. A federal judge is stopping the Trump administration from revoking Harvard's ability to enroll international students. Professor Nancy Gibbs with the Harvard Kennedy School tells ABC News.
In a way, this is about all of higher education all over the country. This is about students all over the country. This is about research and progress all over the country and all over the world. This is in no way is this just about Harvard. We just happen to be the face of it, but this is about everyone.
Reports say Israel and Hamas may have a 60-day ceasefire deal. The White House says it's a U.S. plan, but didn't confirm a truce. This is ABC News.